Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam being an ummi, unlettered, he's terrified. Somebody's asking you to read, and when you can't read, so he says, Ma ana bi qari'in. He said, I'm not learned. So the angel of God commands him a second time, Iqra, read. And again he pleads, this is Ma ana bi qari'in. I'm not learned. How can I read? The third time, the angel of God, Jibreel alayhi salam, addresses him hard and says, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Which means read in the name of the Lord and Cherisher who created. So now, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he grasped that what was required for him to do was to repeat, because this Arabic word Iqra means to read, to recite, to rehearse, to repeat. So he repeated. So Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of the Lord and Cherisher who created. So he said, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Fa khalaqa al-insana min alaq. So he who created man from a mere drop of congealed blood. So he said, khalaqa al-insana min alaq. Fa iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. So read, and the Lord is most bountiful. So he said, iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Fa alladhi allama bil kalam. So he who taught the use of the pen. So he said, alladhi allama bil kalam. Fa allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. So taught man that which he knew not. So he said, allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. These were the first five verses revealed to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that cave of Hira. As soon as the angel departed, shaking all over, terrified, he runs home 3 miles south to his dear wife, Ummul Mumineen Khadijatul Kubra, and he says, cover me up, something terrible has happened. She covers him up, and when he gets out of his excitement, he explains to her what he had seen, and he fears that something has gone wrong with me. You know, we talk about other people getting possessed. In those days, it was so much common, this man, that man, that man. In the time of Jesus, you know, he says the spirits went into 2,000 swine, and they ran down the hill and they all got drowned in the Bible. Then spirits went into a fig tree and it dried up from its very roots. And spirits were going into men and women and animals, everything. So now, in that day and age, he's also fearing that something, I think, has gone wrong with me. What is this? I hear a voice telling me to read this. And she said, look, Allah will not allow such a thing to happen to you. You are kind to orphans and the widows, and you are so good, you are so charitable. And she takes him to her cousin Waraqa, who was a learned man of the Jewish and Christian scriptures, who was a Christian, Arab Christian. And when he heard the story, he said, you are the messenger of God chosen for these people. I wish I would be alive. I said, these people will persecute you, they'll harm you. But he said, I wish I was alive to defend you then. But these were the first five verses given to him, and in the next 23 years of his prophetic life, according to the needs, telegrams were received. Telegrams. The Quran is a book of telegrams. This is how Allah speaks. He doesn't speak like once upon a time, the fox and the grey, the wolf and the lamb, Baba black sheep. This is not the Quran. The Quran is a concentrated book. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Four verses. Complete, chapter is complete. It's an ocean. Now you start thinking about what is this? Ocean. But you read it even with the meaning. You say, now what did I say? What did I say? Well, God is only one. And what else? You say, well, he doesn't beget and is not begotten, he's got no father and no son. Yeah, what else? Very difficult. You need a commentary. The Quran is a very concentrated book. Allah talks by telegraph. So during the next 23 years of his prophetic life, what was given is now contained in this book, the Holy Quran. And it says, when we had reached that point, the Bimini felt that we should, you know, cut it short now.